This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 30th of July. Somerset and Durham were the counties who progressed to the quarterfinals of the Friends Life T20 as a result of tonight's matches. Glamorgan's hopes were ended by Gloucestershire in Cardiff and saw Durham benefit of the third place finisher from the North Group. Michael Klinger hit 86 not out of only 60 balls as the Gladiators overhauled the home side's 141 for 5 with 21 balls to spare. He added 66 with Chris Dent for the first wicket, and unbroken 79 with Dan Christian for the second. Jim Allenby had earlier dominated the Glamorgan run scoring, batting throughout their innings to end on 85 or 58 balls. Benny Howe was the pick of the visitor's attack with 2 for 25 from his 4 overs. Superb death bowling from Alfonso Thomas and Yasser Arafat helped Somerset prevail over Warwickshire. The pair were immaculate with their Yorkers in the closing overs and restricted Warwickshire to 165 for 3. A record Bears fourth wicket stead of 100 between Darren Maddie and Laurie Evans had got them back into the contest if they slipped to 65 for 3 after 9 overs. Craig Key's veteran early plundered 76 for 53 balls as Somerset made an imposing 175 for 5 in their 20 overs. Peter Trigo and Nick Compton each contributed 23 ball 32s, while Boyd Rankin returned figures of 2 for 9 from 3 overs. And Marion Alley hit 72 off 45 balls to help Worcestershire beat already qualified Northamptonshire at Wantage Road. Alley put on 44 with Ben Cox the first wicket, as was the sheer total 182 for 6. The Steelbacks were then unable to build a brisk start given to them by opener Richard Levy and finished 145 for 6. Alley followed up his superb innings with the bat by taking 5 for 34 with his off spin. And Durham's seamer Mitchell Clayton has told BBC Kent that he's hopeful of extending his loan spell with the county. He said it's just a month by month thing. If they want me, I'll stay on.